It's Huey of Harlem.
See what I
I
mean
think
about the face? He's like,
I think Fletch and Banks already follow him.
This is so pathetic.
I just can't separate
myself from the judgment.
Yeah,
this
we're
is
Fletch
so
and
pathetic.
Banks. Fletch and Banks are already following him. He reached out to Fletch and Banks already for a follow.
All right, welcome to Highly Questionable. We have Sarah Spain, we have Mina Kimes, and based on what I just heard, somebody's dog is in here. Bow, wow, wow.
Do you expect the SEC to follow the Big Ten's plan for sports this fall?
All right, I want to start right fast by telling you that the superintendent of schools in the Dallas Independent School District, he says he does not think there's going to be high school football in Texas. Damn it, if you did not believe that this was real, that should have been your sign, and the SEC seemed to be the last people holding on hope against hope that maybe, just maybe, we can have a season that's not just conference, because they want to have some of those ACC-SEC games. I get why everybody's crossing their fingers, because right now they don't really have that much to lose by saying we think it might come down the line. But what about what you see right now going outside tells you that any of these conferences are going to be able to do anything, even what the Big Ten did? The Big Ten said we're only having conference games. Are we even going to get that? The SEC will fall in line, because everybody's going to have to fall even farther in line than they have so far.
I think they will, and I think everyone's going to come around to the fact that there will not be any college football this season, but I think it's going to take them a while. Greg Sankey was just on Freddie and Fitzsimmons 2 nights ago, right after the Ivy League announced that there would be no fall sports, and he said the Ivy League wouldn't affect their decision. He said testing numbers, maybe, but that then when asked, you know, what their timeline is, he laid out all the other sports that would be going on when they presumably would be holding their season. He said, oh, the NBA players will be playing in the bubble, and MLB will be out there competing. Never once mentioning, of course, that those are professional sports, one of which has a full bubble mechanism to work within, and somehow believing that that has any bearing on whether or not student athletes who are amateurs are going to be able to compete. Eventually, yes. But from what I'm hearing, I don't think the SEC is going to make that decision soon.
Yeah, eventually is sort of the operative word here, right? Like this whole plan about only playing conference games. I understand there's a safety benefit. They don't have to travel as much, and the conferences themselves would like some autonomy so they can be more nimble. But we all know why they're really doing this. They're stalling. They're stalling because coronavirus is standing outside of their door like a loan shark, and they're scrounging in the cushions for money, trying to cut programs and put this off as long as possible and pray that that curve flattens, because that is the only way we will get college football in the fall. Reasons that are far outside of these conferences' control. It's looking more and more likely they're going to keep delaying, and then we're going to eventually get in the spring, if that.
I think there's an element that affects this that isn't being discussed enough, which is the more I seem to be reading about the research on this virus, I think we all been acting like this was the chicken pox, and if you get it, cool, then you won't get it again. We don't actually have any reason to believe this. Like all these places and schools like Clemson where they had all these guys show up and test positive, that's a lot of guys that might test positive again, and we don't know what's going to happen to their bodies. Dennis Dodd of CBS Sports did a story, and he talked to a researcher at the University of Illinois who said, just looking at the data, he says, if you're going to try to play a college football season, guarantee somebody's going to die, right? Like, that's the way that he put it. Which one of y'all wants it on your name that somebody died on your watch?
Does Canada's quarantine policy for the Blue Jays make sense to you?
Look, man, Canada is not playing around. Sarah Spain brought this to our attention, where Canada, the country of Canada, is saying that if these ball players get outside the bubble of that ballpark, they may be subject to jail time and a maximum of a $750,000 fine. These dudes have to stay inside that building. Now, I don't know where exactly everybody has been on the baseball team as this quarantine thing has happened, but I cannot look at this as anything other than Canada reading the United States for filth. They are saying that all you dudes who have been down there below the border coming up here, you are not about to get the rest of us sick. Y'all stay around each other inside of that stadium. That is such a staggering indictment of the rest of us. Well, not us, but it's an indictment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, us as in the U.S. I joked the other day about how the NFL should play in New Zealand, and people responded, yeah, it sounds like a great idea. New Zealand doesn't want us. Canada doesn't want us.
No one wants us.
They're letting us play hockey there solely because it's hockey, right? Like any other sport, they probably like, nah. But they just love hockey so much they can't resist, and they actually have hockey teams. But I can't see any other country letting us in, and I don't blame them at all. Mm-hmm. I will say it does raise some interesting questions about what would be worth it to a baseball player perhaps visiting to leave his hotel, risking everything for $750,000. Some interesting hypotheticals can come out of that. I recommend the Netflix show Too Hot to Handle, which is an inquiry into this very question. Would you be willing to give up money, right, to abstain from having sex for a month? Don't know how we got there, but I actually think it is a pretty good analogy, and I'm sticking by it.
It's only a month?
Yeah.
And they still couldn't do it, Bo!
Yeah, it's Temptation Island, though. It's a month full of, you know, the most... Anyway, moving back to what we were talking about here. America's hat means business. We know that. And also, this is particularly of note because these Blue Jays players actually stay in the hotel that's in the ballpark. So they can enforce this in ways that other teams would not be able to, because there's literally no... Well, at least I need to get to and from, and I took a different route today. No, you're literally just in the ballpark. I don't really know how this is enforceable because, yeah, it's a Canadian rule, but this is like the max penalty. And I don't know if the Blue Jays can go to the Canadian government and be like, hey, make sure you hit these guys with the hardest. I guess they could demand it or ask for it. And on the other note, I don't even know if I would show up if I'm a Blue Jays player for fear of accidentally doing this, because $750,000 is most and almost every player in the league is making for this 60-game season. So why are you even showing up? The risk is too big.
Yeah, let me tell you also this other part of it. If we do find out that the Blue Jays are snitching, and I kind of am on board with snitching on people who are breaking the things that can help us all go outside at some point. I'm kind of sort of with that. However, if I am a player and I find out that my team snitched on me to the police for any reason whatsoever, the union better be down here right now, right? Either somebody's getting fired or we're not going to play. I don't feel safe here.
Listen, all right, there's different levels. If you kiss, it's $3,000. If you fool around, it's like $10,000. I believe if you have sex, it's $20,000 from the group pot. So they all shame each other if someone hooks up. Yeah.
Wow, this is a really good analogy.
Okay, so it's from the group pot. It's not an individual pay, it's a group pot. Okay, because like, I was going to say.
They turn on each other. Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say, if I have already ruined my $10,000, my goal from then on out is to ruin every woman's $10,000 that's there.
But now that I'm really, this is an important conversation, I'm glad we're having it, maybe that's how the Blue Jays should approach it. Make it a group pot so that everybody shames each other.
Because the season's going to end if people don't follow the rules and that whole pot of money is gone. It's kind of how it already is.
Did I just solve coronavirus in America?
Coming up next on my son Stevie show.
We don't know what exactly this room is a picture of. We're assuming that it's the hotel he's going to be staying in. But before he got there, and he compared it to the Motel 6, and all that means is this man ain't never stayed at the 6 before.
You want this to eat this? I'm just saying, you want to Ferrari to run like a Ferrari because you paid for it as a Ferrari, but you keep gassing it up with a Chrysler.
That's a fair point.
Do you question if the Lakers are adjusting well to the bubble?
All right, so it's now time for all the NBA players to go to the bubble. Patrick Beverley say he got them white tees for sale. They polo white tees, too. That's a mark of quality. But let's look at what's going on with the Lakers. Rajon Rondo put this here on Instagram. And we don't know what exactly this room is a picture of. We're assuming that it's the hotel he's going to be staying in. But before he got there, and he compared it to the Motel 6, and all that means is this man ain't never stayed at the 6 before. Ain't no 6 hit like that. None whatsoever. But I want to be fair to Rondo on this. And this is something that people don't realize. Remember when you used to say to yourself, why would I ever think that such and such hotel wasn't good enough? It's because that hotel used to be nicer than your own house. Everybody wants a hotel nicer than their house. And that ain't nicer than Rondo's house.
Listen, Mina and I do that all the time. We are always arriving at our accommodations and texting each other like, this is not fit for a queen. But we got to just do it with each other. You can't just send it out to the masses when you already know people are critical.
You knew that wasn't going to hit well, right? Like, when they were roasting the food, everybody was on board. We were like, yeah, that looks terrible. That's hilarious. Oh, yeah, I would never eat that. And then when this dropped, with that caption, everyone was like, wait a second. That's actually pretty nice.
I get where everybody's coming from. I'm just saying you have to have a certain measure of empathy for that guy. And I am a little bit tired of all the work that you got to do to protect bro people's feelings. That man got feelings too. And that man is going to be trapped in that room for how long? That's what we got. But let's see what's going on with J.R. Smith. What's J.R.?
Yeah, they ain't giving me no blanket, bro. They ain't give me no blanket, though. You want this to eat this? I'm just saying, you want a Ferrari to run like a Ferrari because you paid for it as a Ferrari, but you keep gassing it up with a Chrysler.
That's a fair point.
Oh, man. They mad at me, bro. I'm gone.
Okay.
Exposing too much. Gotta go. My bad.
He's got a point.
It's a fair point, but it's J.R. Smith. He has not been putting premium gasoline in that Ferrari for quite some time.
And that is the funny part. Like, one might think, J.R., should you just be happy to be back in the league? Incorrect. That's not the way that J.R. sees right. these things. He doesn't view it through that lid.
Also, is it just me or did he just dump out the mini bar? I don't think that's what they gave him for a meal. He took the mini bar, which is in a hotel. And also, call the front desk and get a blanket. They'll probably send you 100 of them.
And I apologize for giving this away a little earlier, but hopefully you forgot that I mentioned it. Can we show Patrick Beverly? This is a man who's ready. He's played overseas. He's from K-Town in Chicago. Let's go. What we got?
Yeah, man. I got a little setup here. Yeah, got
he's so appreciative.
Sage going over here, got a nice little view here. Yeah, man.
Let's he try sounds happy. Here.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Man, good look.
Best part's about to come.
And I got them.
Yes.
Y'all get at me, man. Bubble, what you make it, man.
Bubble, what you make it, right? Here's the thing, though. Everybody assumes that he's selling those shirts. He's not selling those shirts. He's just going to wear a white T-shirt. Every single day. He is one less thing for him to decide is though he doesn't have all the time in the world to decide stuff.
I mean, this video actually convinced me the Clippers are going to win this whole thing. Like, I was kind of on the fence before, but then I saw this video and then thought popped into my head. Kawhi doesn't need a hotel room. Kawhi doesn't need fancy meals. Kawhi just needs like a charging station next to a bed, like in a closet that he can go into every night. They are going to dominate this tournament.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
Okay, I love him so much. I'm here for Ott.
I'm totally here for Ott Elmore. He misunderstood.
Ott, if you're watching, and I highly suspect you are for some reason, even though this apparently isn't on ESPN.
What the hell else are you going to do? He's in a bubble.
We are your fans.
Right now on ESPN, the basketball tournament.
Wait, that means we're not on ESPN right now? I wish you would have told me that before I came to work. Anyway, we got this dude named Ott Elmore. I'm not on TV right now because of Ott Elmore. Can we get a photo up of Ott Elmore right fast? He played college ball at Marshall. And we talked about it the other day because Marshall had put together a team. And we're like, yo, people stay underestimating this cat. But, like, he gets buckets. I was like, I was looking at him and I was like, I wonder, like, what is it that you're contributing to a basketball team? And the answer is probably what you would have expected. Jumpers. And he didn't appreciate that. Do we have this tweet that he sent out? He wanted to, me and Foxworth, that we can get this work in the wards. A lot of hate, fellas. $1,000 a game donated to charity.
I'm in.
Are you? And I know he's in, and I know he can beat me because I know he ain't just got no $1,000 just to be throwing around like that. Dog, we was trying to give you some props. We were just saying people underestimate you, and it turns out that you stay on the floor shooting. Anyway, we got some post-press conference footage of our man here.
There was clearly some trash talking going back and forth. Can you give us a little insight into what was said?
One of them might have made a comment about my weight. And then, I stole the ball from him, hit a three. They took him out. And I let him know kindly that he was down 3-0. He had a turnover at his matchup. We weren't going to get pumped. And I think I told y'all on the podcast we did when we were in the hotel in quarantine. If I got to be a finesse guy, I'll do that. If I got to step in and hit somebody, somebody's going to get hit. And I'm going to do what it takes to win.
Okay.
Our team's going to do what it takes to win. And as y'all see, we're out here having fun. Those guys played in the NBA. I play at the Y. I ain't backing up. We're here. They're going to have to prove it to me.
Okay,
I'm here for Ott Elmore. He misunderstood.
Ott, if you're watching, and I highly suspect you are for some reason, even though this apparently isn't on ESPN.
What the hell else are you going to do? He's in a bubble.
We are your fans. And yes. I would love nothing more, though, than for that game to happen. It doesn't have to be money involved, just to see Dominique Foxworth get beat by Dave Coulier.
Wow. All right. That is highly questionable. Dan, he will be back next week. Ask them what they're laughing about and hope that they don't tell you. I hope that they don't tell you. Enjoy your weekend.
He's not a fan favorite because he's white. He's a fan favorite because he roasted you. I just want to be clear. In particular, you. Yes.
Actually, I thought you could have just gone with the West Virginia accent, right? Like, I figured that would have been good enough. Except, no, it's got to be about me. Okay. I see.